AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before the start of the G7 summit, President Biden met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Johnson recently got married. His wife and First Lady Jill Biden were with them.
I told the Prime Minister we have something in common. We both married way above our station.
I'm not going to dissent from that one. I'm not going to disagree with the president.
White House officials say the two leaders are expected to announce the creation of a U.S.-UK task force that will move ahead, resuming travel between the two nations. President Biden will outline plans later today for the U.S. to donate 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses around the globe over the next year. Johnson & Johnson says regulators at the Food and Drug Administration extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its coronavirus vaccine by an extra 6 weeks. It means the shots should be considered safe and effective up to 4.5 months. In Washington, Emma Coronel Espiro, the wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal to helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Jeffrey Lichtman is Espiro's attorney.
She's very happy to put this behind her. She's pleased with the result. She's at ease with her decision. This is obviously a difficult day. She didn't expect to get arrested after her husband received life in prison.
Prosecutors say Guzman ran a cartel responsible for smuggling cocaine and other drugs into the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is telling Congress the U.S. military has already begun conducting combat operations and surveillance in Afghanistan from outside the country's borders.
We have the capability now to do that.
The troop withdrawal from Afghanistan continues. A milk tanker truck considered by police as going too fast collided with 7 passenger vehicles on a Phoenix freeway. 4 people were killed. This is AP News. Health officials in Asia are welcoming news President Biden will be donating coronavirus vaccine from the U.S. to countries that need it.
One preventative medicine professor in South Korea, Yihan Young, says although the move will make a huge difference to fighting the coronavirus around the world, he also foresees problems. The Pfizer vaccine needs extremely cold storage temperatures, which experts believe would present challenges for countries with poor health systems. Many experts say the donation is crucial because the global disparity contributes to the creation of mutant viruses, as well as creating a $5 trillion economic loss for advanced economies. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Budapest Festival Orchestra wants its audience back. They're going on the road, literally, to try to get it. 5 members of the orchestra perform classical music to drivers and passersby from a truck in afternoon traffic. People on the street stop to enjoy the impromptu concert, applauding at the end of pieces. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.